What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Work Party, the podcast where we are throwing out the rule book and bringing you real talk and hot takes on what is happening in the working world right now. Because life moves fast. If we've learned anything from the past few years, it's that the only constant is change. And we can't pretend everything is status quo. I'm your host, Jacqueline Johnson, and this is Founder Files, where I chat with inspiring entrepreneurs about their journey to building their business. We've all heard the shiny founder stories. This is not that. We talk high highs, brutal lows, and the secrets to success that got them to where they are today. Tactical, tangible, and chock full of takeaways. Let's dive in. On today's episode, I'm joined by two powerhouses taking the health, wellness, and fitness game by storm. Sammy Clark is a certified wellness and fitness trainer who has built an incredible community online before deciding to launch Form, a digital fitness and wellness platform focused on encouraging its community to become the best version of themselves. With millions of followers and hundreds of millions of views amongst Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, Sammy's accessible approach to self-love in the small everyday moments have resonated deeply since Form launched in 2021. And Sammy Bernstein, or Bernie, is a partner in Form and has had the most incredible career rooted in brand social influencer marketing as the SVP of influencer marketing at Marquette and the CMO of Kickback. Together, they are creating a holistic wellness platform that has staying power, and they're here to share all their learnings, tips, tricks, and their skyrocketing success in just 2 years. So welcome to Sammy's.
Thank you.
I was really excited to say that, but now I will call you Bernie, so it's not weird at all.
That was cute. I love it. Sammy squared for life.
Sammy squared for life. Yeah, I know. It must be confusing though around the office, so I'm glad that there's some delineation here. So obviously, you guys have had insane success with Form, launching the app in 2021. And I love how you grew the community first and then launched the business. I'm a big proponent of that. It's very similar to what I did with Create and Cultivate. And you guys are doing it together, which is super fun. So what we do on Founder Files episodes is we really get into the real deal behind the scenes of what's working, what's not working, what you're learning, you know, obviously all the ins and outs of the business. So I'm really excited to get into it. So Sammy, I'll start with you. I would love to start because obviously you had this personal platform before you launched Form. So you talked a bit about finding your path and your voice when it felt like a little unclear to be more relatable to your audience. So the Form community is really what built this. So can you take us back to the beginning of when you launched your career on social media?
Yeah, it happened suddenly, not as planned, which I think was awesome. I definitely love social media, of just being a consumer of it and just being inspired by people, kind of making like a Pinterest board of like what I loved. And it was when Instagram stories came out that I actually decided I wanted to start showing my workouts, which I don't know why I was called to do that. I think because I was in the modeling industry and a lot of girls just were asking me, like, how do you stay in shape? Because I wasn't like, I don't know, I was very open about with like my model friends of, I love doing Pilates, I love lifting weights. And they're like, wait, what do you mean? You know, what are you doing? I want to know everything. And so I started sharing my workouts on socials and kind of just like what I was eating. And I just felt really compelled to kind of just be really honest about it and kind of just open that door for some reason. It was really towards just my modeling friends and friends. I had like 50K at that time, just showing modeling photos. And the influx of messages of people randomly, we were just like, wait, what do you mean you eat 3 meals a day, 2 snacks, and you drink that much water, and you're doing those kind of workouts? And they were just so fascinated and I loved talking about it. I thought it made me better. I felt better. So I was really excited to actually just talk about it for free. And I had, you know, brands actually started reaching out and I was like, I don't really care. I'm making money other ways. And I just want to continue just sharing what I love and am passionate about. And as time went on, I started just sharing more and more and more and answering more questions and truly just delivering free content. Like I was creating videos, posting them on YouTube for absolute. I literally have a YouTube video that has over 10 million views and I make $0 on it because I had full like rap blasting in the background.
Perfect. Yeah, great.
And literally now I look back, people are like, oh my gosh, Charlie, you made so much money on that video. I'm like, I made nothing because I didn't know that that's what you're supposed to do. I just shared me doing a workout
right.
and like that was my focus. So yeah, kind of started very organically.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the best is value creation, right? Like even with Create and Cultivate, you know, early on, everything we put out on the website, and obviously this is a long time ago, but like was free. It was just free, valuable information, giving people access to the information they wanted, in your case, your routine. And people really respect that and they obviously grow allegiant to that. And so obviously when it comes to monetizing it, it doesn't feel as icky or like, you know, salesy off the bat because you have the trust built in. So tell us a little bit about the business creation. So you're obviously doing this, you're getting a lot of virality and increased community. When do you guys discover and say, let's make this into a business? And what does that actually look like?
Yeah, I think what kind of happened is, again, I was putting out so much free content. And there was this time where I actually started monetizing and leaving my other jobs and just fully focusing. And I actually was asked to be on another platform. And I was at like 67K at this time on Instagram. And it was an app called FitPlan. And they had people like Jen Selter and all these big names that were way bigger than me. And so I was like, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Like I can actually be on an app where people that are going for the Jen Selters could see me. And I'm a different body. I'm a different type. I have different workouts. So I was really excited to just kind of join in on that and see what it was about. It was so different. And when I was a part of it, it was such a gift. I was a part of it for almost 2 years. And there was just so much that I wanted to do differently. And I knew I could do differently and just share in a way. And my community was building rapidly. This was a time where COVID was hitting. And it was like hundreds of thousands of new followers consistently on every platform.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm on another platform where there's so many other trainers. And I want a place where my community can see me, breathe me. I can speak my voice so clearly. And I fully just like own all of it. And that is where I met my best friend, Sammy Bernstein, which is Bernie. And I knew that I wanted to share my craft, stay focused on that. I loved business. I love the business side of everything. But I knew if I was too operational, I would lose focus of like how and why I even
right.
started this and my community. I still needed to be an influencer first because that is how I've gotten to where I am now. So I met her and she's just the genius of all operations. And I was like, we need to do this. My community is craving for it. I'm craving for it. I want to make something bigger than like Instagram, YouTube, having all of my content and owning it. I want a place where I can own my content and my community could go to.
Absolutely. So you have this conversation. You are clearly working at startups, corporate America, like having these amazing roles. What made you take the leap? Like what was exciting about this new journey?
So I knew Sammy. I'm one of the 10 million who did her ab workout on YouTube, right? Daily. I just really looked to her as such an expert in the space and someone I enjoyed working out with. So I understood what the why was. Like I was the consumer on the other end saying like, we need the platform, we need Form. I mean, this is way before we had the name Form.
Yeah, whatever it is.
But
yeah.
Personally, just within my own health and wellness journey, I needed more of Sammy Clark and what her expertise was. And then as her friend and as my, you know, just someone who I loved and I wanted to see very successful, I knew she was kind of like sitting on a gold mine and not even in a monetization way, but really in a value add way. Like I knew she could build something huge. And it was really just us rifting as best friends with my expertise in the influencer industry. You know, I've always been a marketing person, a business person, an ops person, and I could really see how it would come to life. And Sammy was very clear from day one, like she wants to focus on the content and the community.
Yeah.
That's where she's inspired. That's where she inspires. And for me, I'm like, put me behind the scenes. Let's go. But it was kind of just this idea that we were wrestling with and that I was really just supporting my best friend in creating. And then I think we really did have this aha moment. And I know internally for me, it was just something and someone who I believed in so wholeheartedly. And I'll never forget the text I sent. It was kind of like texting a boy you had a crush on and throwing the phone after. I'm like, Sam, do we do this together? Just think about it. And like literally throwing my phone, like talking to my boyfriend at the time, who's now my husband, being like, what did I just do? Damn. Oh my gosh. Like it was perfect timing though. And
she said, I do.
Yeah, she said, I do. We're fully partners in life.
Love that.
And especially in business too. And it was just such a perfect moment of divine timing. And yeah, our stories started together then.
I love it. So for people who don't know what Form is, can you explain quickly what the business is?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's a wellness platform. And so it provides workouts, nutrition plans, meditations. We're really like a one-stop shop for everything wellness. But I think our expertise really comes in a couple things. One of them is efficient, short, and effective workouts. It's something that I live and breathe. You don't need to be in the gym for 4 hours a day and like to get the results and feel good. I also think our community is probably one of the biggest things we prioritize. The reason I'm even here is because the community and them interacting with each other. So it's a place also you can make friends in the wellness space. We have different community groups that people can connect, chat with each other, and just really focus on bettering themselves.
Amazing. And so when you start building this out, how do you think about pricing? You'd clearly been on another app that you had, you know, this kind of bird's eye view into how they were operating and thinking about things. When you guys came down to it, how were you thinking about how do we charge for this? What does this look like? You know, all those different things.
Yeah. So when we launched, we were just workouts. Mm-hmm. And I think when any entrepreneur goes into launching a business, when you think about what to price, you're thinking, okay, what are the costs associated with creating the business? You know, you want to make money in business, but also what is the value you're giving and mm-hmm. who are your competitors in the space and what are they charging and what success are they seeing? And we really found a place where we felt comfortable. And, you know, it's less than $10 a month if you join annually and $22 a month if you want to join monthly and have that flexibility. And if you want to just try us, it's a 7-day free trial. And what we've seen in our consumer focus groups is that our community would actually pay like 10x what they're paying with the value that we're driving. And now since launch, we now have meditations, a full nutrition vertical, Pilates. We are about to launch activewear on Monday.
Wow.
And we're not charging more. Like since day one, we've had the same price. We really just want to give our community the tools to be their best selves.
Yeah.
And we have the business economics where we can do so at a point that is comfortable and approachable for hopefully everyone out there.
Yeah, I love that so much. I think obviously you have built-in marketing with Sammy, which is nice. Like you have, you know, the reach and the audience, and it's just about converting those people. So I think that's a unique way to approach it, whereas most brands would need like massive marketing budgets to even reach a fraction of the people that she can reach in 5 seconds. So, I mean, that's definitely a bonus. And I think that I like that strategy as well. As someone who founded a community-centric business, it was the same thing with Create and Cultivate. Like, the ticket prices never changed from when I started to like when I finished, even though the experience got much, much, much better. I was like, sorry for those early people, but thanks for hanging in there. But like, you know, I'm so happy that they were able to, you know, see the value longer term in creating that. So for you guys, obviously now you're business partners, you were best friends. Like a lot of people might be like, that's scary. Because obviously, you know, it is a marriage, it is a partnership. It's a different muscle to flex, you know, in that way. So how did you approach the business partnership? Do you have any like rules you go by? We had one business partnership on, they go to therapy together, which I thought was super cute. Like they've been partners for a very long time. But like, you know, I think there are these kind of like rules and things that you kind of maybe are quiet that you don't even like say out loud, but are just like known.
This was my biggest concern, to be honest, and because I treasure Bernie's friendship so much. So I actually did not answer right away and say I do, because I called her and I said, I have one concern. And she said, what is it? And I said, I'm going to lose my best friend, because I've just seen, of course, business is another ballgame. I think it's harder than marriage at times, like is what I've seen. And my dad was an entrepreneur and she was like, wouldn't you want to work with someone you enjoy? I was like, yes, like I want to hang out with my business partner that I love and adore. So I think from the beginning, we always put our friendship first, and we also always saw each other for who we exactly are. Like we have so much respect for each other and the intentions are so good that if there ever was a miscommunication or a misunderstanding, I just feel like we have such a foundation of understanding where that person is coming from, and that form is important mutually to both of us the same. So to be honest, I think that's gotten us really far. I think the culture we've created as well has been this open, vulnerable communication. I, again, grew up with like this rule book like we like to talk about where it was you don't talk personal, you don't cross that line or, you know, leave the feelings at home. That was like such a dad thing. And we have just changed that culture so much. And even with our team now, it's such an open transparency of everyone being able to communicate what they're feeling or any uncomfortableness or if they want to grow in a different area. Like, we're always evolving. So I think Bernie and I just continuously have just so much respect and communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think just, I mean, I love hearing you talk about it because I just feel the same way. Yeah. And it really is a beautiful relationship that we have and partnership. And you can't buy trust. And I remember being on the receiving end of the phone call from Sammy saying, like, I want to protect our friendship. And me knowing myself and how I'm rooted, like, anyone I work with, I will make my best friend because that's how I want to go about life.
Yeah.
And the fact that we already had that innate trust built within our friendship that allowed us to just get to work and get to business. And the mutual respect for each other's strengths and skills. Like, I'm allowed to do what I can do and excel at what I do because Sammy does and excels at what she does. And that is partnership at the end of the day. Like, that beautiful balance is what allows Form to be what Form is. And we now see that trickle down with the rest of the team. So it's just been like the most beautiful journey. And truly, like, I'm just so grateful I sent that text because it was uncomfortable. Like, it was scary for me. And I think even with Sammy receiving it, it was probably surprising because most best friends wouldn't and sometimes shouldn't work together.
Yeah.
But when it works, it's magic.
Absolutely. And I think also what plays into that is the fact that you're comfortable being behind the scenes. You're comfortable being the face. You guys are rooting for each other on that end. Because I think that's where it can get a little sticky sometimes. It's like where people maybe want to be in front of the camera, but they haven't admitted it to themselves yet. And then it becomes this like kind of tough situation. And there's always like room for growth and things like that. But that's definitely things like I've experienced too, where it's tough sharing a spotlight and like being, you know, behind the scenes or a number two. But I think it's like so integral and so important, especially if you have so much respect for the person who's doing it. So I think that's great.
Absolutely.
So tell us about the team. So you obviously are growing the business. So tell us about, you know, who are those key hires? How big is the team now? And like, what excites you most about it?
Yes, we are very small and very mighty. And I'll just name people by names because it's basically family at this point. So Shelbs, she's our day-to-day ops. She truly is touching every aspect of the business. She works in the business. She pushes it forward. She is extremely detail-oriented, and we actually brought her on part-time to start and really nurtured her. And I am just going to speak for her, but I would say that like she's grown so tremendously and still has so much more that she wants to do within Form. And then we have Bree, who I'll pass off to Sammy because she's more on the creative side.
Yeah, so Bree runs all socials on Form, which was a thing that, again, this is my job as well for Sammy Clark, but I knew it was such a different role than what I was giving out. So Bree is our social media manager, really just runs everything that's content.
And then we recently just hired Monica, who is our creative director across the activewear. And I think that also just shows the intention within us launching activewear literally on Monday. I'm still freaking out.
Tell us about it. So how many pieces? What was the inspiration behind it?
Yeah. So to be, I mean, obviously I have worn activewear my whole life and I live and breathe in it. And I was promoting so many incredible brands, but I was understanding, you know, what made good activewear, what my friends were liking, what I was liking, what I wanted to sweat in, what I was living in all day. I mean, for me, I'm wearing activewear from a workout all the way to meetings till night. So it's like, and I know that's going to continue. I'm like, I see my mom, you know, as moms, they're wearing it all day. It's just like, it is our form of what we wear in attire. So it was time. Honestly, I was like, you know what, you guys, I have worn activewear. We've been presented with collaborations with brands. And this is one thing I want to touch because I am so passionate about what I'm moving in because I choose things that make me feel good. They hold me in the places. They make me feel sexy. I love the colors, all of it. So we hired Monica and we just fully went into like custom creative cutting everything, making it exactly what we wanted from support to all of our different bodies on our team to the community. But really, I would say I'm very comfortable but sexy forward. Like, I like to feel hot in my workout clothes. Like, I like to, when I look at myself in the mirror and I'm working out, I'm like, I feel good. We just wanted to support everyone. So there's adjustables on everything. The fabric is like literally butter. That was so huge for me.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's so many amazing fabrics that hold you in, but they're so uncomfortable. You can't wait to take them off. So yeah. It was like, I wanted something that was holding everyone and felt good, but truly you could wear all day long because you forgot it was even on. So yeah, there's four different styles. We have teddy color, ocean, sage, and
black.
Classic.
Yeah.
We're calling this line the essentials because it truly is all the colors that you can exactly, you always reach for. I love bright colors too, and there's so much more to come in that, but these are the ones that you could wear all day long in sweatshirt and be good.
Yeah, it's been an amazing thing too with Form to just have the intention from day one to be a universal brand. Like obviously we launched with offering workouts. We now offer all the recipes that you would want, and then to come full circle and really step into this lifestyle brand and offer the clothes that we know people will feel confident in when doing our workouts, and having a diverse team behind the scenes, trying on the styles, really like thinking through that we want our community to all feel comfortable no matter what shape and size. It's been really important to me specifically in this process that everyone is represented. And now that we have the products and we've seen them on all of our fit models, and even just like how I can wear them too in the Form workouts and in the day-to-day life, we're just really proud.
Amazing. And so for you as the marketing person, you have to kind of switch your brain a little bit to like e-com versus video content views versus. So how are you thinking about that? What are the marketing channels you're excited about when it comes to this new product?
Yeah, I would say as a brand, we lean heavily on organic. We really, and like obviously having Sammy at the forefront of that, but also our community who just live and breathe Form. So truly all of our teasers have just gone out on socials. And the amount of engagement and interaction and excitement behind what we're doing just shows that we aren't really going to need to market outside of just talking to our people and allowing them in that conversation. And I think, you know, we have a lot in mind for the future of activewear really being like its own business within this realm of Form. Mm. So this isn't just like a merch drop for a quick money grab. Like this is truly a business that is launching on Monday and will be within Form.
Amazing. Yeah. So you're really thinking of it as a larger play in many ways. Is there anything else on the horizon that excites you beyond obviously the activewear, the food, the workouts?
Our podcast.
Oh, yay. When is that launching?
So
it's TBD.
TBD. Yeah.
For two girls who definitely plan out their entire lives, it's been nice to really just free flow. And our intention with Transform, which is the podcast, is not, again, like another business opportunity. It's really just more added value that our community has been asking for. And having Sammy and I both do it together and speak from our spectrum of experiences, but also bring the experts that we want to learn from and just share our stories in an audio format. It just feels like such a natural medium that our community is really, really excited for.
Yeah, and I think something we do well is we don't jump into a space just because everyone's jumping into it, which I think podcasting's like why we jumped into it is because we want to share value and show what we talk about on the daily basis as friends and business partners. But I think, again, we were like, okay, we're going to jump into this, but we're not going to just expose it and jump on right now and put it out there because we want to learn our voice within it. We want to learn what our community wants more within it, just like I did to evolve where we're at now. I feel like we'll feel in our core of like when it's ready to be fully out because we're just having right now a time of like playing and understanding the podcast world, which you're crushing it.
Yeah, I mean, and thank you guys for being on here. Yeah, no, the podcast world is a whole different universe, but I think that's really smart because I think if you just jump in, it can be daunting at first and you're like, wait, but you have a built-in community, so they'll tell you what they want. So that's an easy, fun focus group for you guys to dive into. So want to talk a little bit about TikTok. So obviously you've blown up on TikTok, Sammy, and I think so many people listening are either trying to figure out how to leverage TikTok for their business, how to become more influential on TikTok. Any tips you have in regards to tackling the platform or tips to stand out?
TikTok is like, it's a different breed for sure. And I think they all are when you first kick off. Like I know it's been around for a little bit now, but I would say always staying true to yourself. And I know that's so cliche to say, but it really is so true. I think you'll know what people want from you because it'll get the most attraction. Mm. And I think the get ready with me's, for example, I was very resistant of doing those because everyone was doing them, but they were what I was watching. So I was like, oh, this is fascinating that I'm having this moment of not wanting to do them, but that's actually what I'm tuning in for. And the moment I started doing get ready with me's of sharing you know, within still the realm of wellness, but talking to camera, my videos were blowing up. And so I feel like it's a moment for you to just be really real of what content you like to consume, what content your community is craving, and go with that. Definitely not jumping on trends, but following the ones that actually do feel exciting and enticing for you. I also think I always really just focus on the content, yeah, again, that I want to create. So like workouts even. There's so many different people doing workouts, of course, and every space is saturated, but what makes it different is you. So I just always made sure I was like being myself and showing the way that I wanted to see workouts, what felt good, and then responding to my community.
I love that. That's such great advice of like, what are you consuming? What are you liking? You know, so I think that's a really good angle to take. So Bernie, for you, we love a tech stack. Like, what are the tools that you guys are using to, you know, make form come to life? You know, whether it's Slack or whatever, like, what are some of the tools that you guys have been really highlighting?
So funny enough, in my previous life, in my, you know, last career, Slack was my Bible. I was living on Slack. Our team is so small. We just text.
Like, yeah.
It's a constant text thread. And it's actually like really manageable and a great way to communicate. We all love voice memos. It's amazing. It's like sending your friend a podcast that they can listen to whenever they want. But in terms of the tech stack, I would say as a very like community-centric focused business, we have a ton of tools where we do have that conversation with community outside of just socials. So community text. We actually use a platform called Community that my friends started, and now is just, it's insane. Like Obama has a community number. It's incredible. And so does Jennifer Lopez. Like she'll text me and I'm like, okay, Jada. But Sammy Clark also has her community text. And we really use that as an inspiration tool for Sammy to just continue to add value in people's lives. And we do that weekly, typically, to start off the week. We have our community leads that are all in a WhatsApp channel. Our community leads are kind of like our ambassadors. Mm. And then from that WhatsApp channel, we actually realized that they were making sub-channels based on where they were located. So we made form community-wide city channels within WhatsApp. Each one has thousands of girls. And I actually recently just moved to Austin, Texas full-time about 6 months ago. And that's how I made friends.
Wow.
Was through the Form Austin community channel on WhatsApp. We have a Facebook group. I mean, truly, the community tools out there are next level. And that allows us just such an easy way to tap into our people. Like, we want to talk to them. So I think technology in accessing hundreds of thousands of people is such something we take advantage of.
And within those groups too, we also add like enticing things. Like for example, if you're a community lead, you get a workout with me once a month, and like you get just these different, you get like in on when activewear is dropping before anyone else. You get to like have certain conversations. You get to know things before anyone does. Like people in the community group knew about activewear long before everyone in the world did. So I think we leverage it in that way of like, you want to be a part of this because you're going to make new friends first off. That is a really hard thing to do as like, you know, women in general, but you get to do that. But also we give a lot of fun things that make you feel closer to us and form. And that's how we want it.
I love that. WhatsApp is such an interesting angle. I would never think to do that from like a business perspective, but so smart. I love
that. That's what our community recommended. We tried other platforms and there is like a ton of tech that's been developed specific to these community channels. But WhatsApp's easy. It's already in everyone's pocket. They know what they're doing and we can use it in our own way. It works.
Amazing. Well, this is so awesome. So we talked a lot about work, but let's have some fun and talk about, you know, the party side of work party. So obviously health and fitness is your lives, but what do you guys do to unwind?
I love food. I eat like, I'm just such a foodie. I love trying a new restaurant. I am also such a homebody. So that for me is big.
Yeah. Right now, music's been a really huge thing for me. If that's, you know, even just listening to my home and creating a vibe or making dinner with wine and music. I think being in nature is always a wind down for me, walking on the beach, having a cup of coffee outside, and just honestly being with people I love. I've really leaned on my community so much in this time. So being with friends and family has been everything.
I love it, truly. And so guilty pleasure. So Sammy, I saw your Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
Yes. So is that one of your guilty pleasures?
It's such a guilty pleasure of mine. I love bad reality TV, but Vanderpump takes the cake. I always like tune out of seasons. I have watched all 10.
And
I am
committed.
Like, I am like weekly committed. Yeah, that is my guilty pleasure for sure.
I love that. Well, it's so funny because I've never seen an episode. I'm not part of it, but I'm like, what is VPR? Oh. Like, everyone's talking about this thing, VPR. And then my friend was like, start today. And I was like, there's no way.
You can't. I had my best friend Alyssa start, and she is on season 8. And she has watched so many episodes.
She has
not seen Sun. Like, thank God we've been on plane rides. But I'm like, once you start 8, it's impossible to go back.
So I also have not watched, but I did watch the reunion with my mother-in-law. And I was just like, oh my God, it's like watching zoo animals.
Oh my God. Perfect. I'll just watch that.
Watch that. Oh, because as someone who also just doesn't understand all the inner workings, it is pure entertainment.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Good to know. And for both of you, do you have a drink of choice? Like, when you're in wedding, I know you said wine. Is there, like, what's your favorite bevy?
When I'm in Italy, wine. I drink so much wine in Italy because it does nothing to you. I was literally thriving on 8 glasses of wine.
What is it?
I don't know, but I want
it. It's water. I tried
to do it when I came back to America. I literally was on my ass. I was like,
100%.
I think the sulfates, like, they don't have all the preservatives that obviously, like, in the US, we just pump everything with chemicals.
A dream. Because I just got back from Europe too, and I was like, I can drink a bottle by myself and I'm good. I'm thriving. I'm working out the next day, no problem.
Yes, it's mind blowing. Oh, I feel bad for us. But
I feel like on the Italian train, an Aperol Spritz for me, like, it just transports me. Like, I'm literally on the Amalfi Coast immediately, and that's what we need.
Oh my God, I love it so much. Well, I'm glad we're on the same page about the wine in Italy. I did just find a really good bottle of Vino Verde that only has 9% alcohol. So I'm just like trying. I'm trying to find the low alcohol wines that are still really good, which is hard to find.
Yeah, it is hard to find.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Can you tell everyone where they can learn more about Form and follow you guys individually?
Yes, of course. So you can follow me on all platforms at Sammy Clark, and then we can follow us at Form.
Yes, joinform.com. And then you can follow me personally at Sammy Spalter, my new married handle.
I love it. I know you have so many names. Sammy, Bernie, Spalter. We got a million. I love it. Well, thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you.
Yay! Thanks for listening to this episode of Work Party. If you like what you heard, follow, leave a review, rate the pod, or slide into my DMs. Check out our membership program, Insiders, designed for go-getters and game changers like you. Sign up today at createcultivate.com. Follow us at Work Party and at Jacqueline R. Johnson on all platforms. And be sure to head to createcultivate.com to keep up with all the latest events, content, and community designed to help you level up your life and career.